All right, now I mentioned the testosterone levels. I want to talk first about the effects of low testosterone levels. Maybe, you know, we can kind of sort of get folks motivated to do something about it. I'm sure that some of these effects I'm going to share with you, a number of you have already been aware of. Maybe one or two of them you weren't aware of. So let's just get that knowledge of what happens when our testosterone levels are lower than they should be. And then, even if we don't get to it today, I'm going to come back and share with you some of the natural ways that we can do that. I'll be actually talking with you about some of the ways that we can boost those testosterone levels, even while we're talking about the effects of the low T, courtesy of WebMD. And we'll get that, but, you know, I want you to be listening in now. Now, I know we say testosterone, and quite naturally, folks start thinking immediately about men, understandably. Now, here's the thing. Men and women have some of the same types of chemicals in the bodies. So there's testosterone in the women, just like there's estrogen in the men. But here's the main reason I would really like for you ladies to be a part of this conversation. If your man's testosterone levels are too low, it can affect your relationship. So you're listening now, you may be able to run this information by your man in the event that he's not listening right now. And, you know, he misses this, and you can run it by him and say, hey, you know, I heard that. All right. So you ready? Effects of low testosterone levels. We're just going to say low T. Drop in energy. And when we say drop in energy, I mean a drop in energy, even to the point of fatigue, which is a common effect of low testosterone. You might feel like you just don't have the energy that you used to be having, or you might be incredibly tired. Now, there are other things that can sap your energy too, including normal aging and depression. But getting enough sleep, can you imagine this? Getting enough sleep may help raise your energy levels. So try to get at least 7 to 8 hours each night. And I know some people will tell you, no, 7 or 8, that just doesn't work for them. I know. And when I say 7 or 8 hours don't work for them, I mean, if they get 7 or 8, they've gotten too much sleep. I've talked with a few people, not many, but a few people who have said that if they get more than 4 or 5 hours of sleep each night, when they wake up, they are sluggish. I mean, they struggle to get up, get alert, and get moving. 4 or 5 hours, and they are good to go. Good to go. So know your body, know your needs, but typically 7 to 8 hours. And so, and here's what I don't want you to do. Please don't do this. Don't say you only need 4 or 5 hours of sleep if you know you really need 6, 7, or 8 hours of sleep. Some people will try to convince themselves that, you know, this is all I need because they can function off of that. But if you're not at your optimal performance level by getting 4 or 5 hours of sleep, then that's not enough. And don't say that, you know, just because you're able to get up and get going, that's enough. If you're having a difficult time getting up and getting moving after just 4 or 5 hours of sleep, you're probably not getting enough sleep. So don't, you know, don't fool yourself. Know what your body truly needs and go with that. And remember now, getting enough sleep, it's not just getting sleep. Getting enough sleep may help raise your energy levels. Now, another thing is, with all of these that we're going to be mentioning now, if there are problems with low T, problems with any of these symptoms that I'll be talking about, you may want to consider seeing your doctor as well. In this case, if it's unusual fatigue, you definitely want to consider seeing your doctor. And, you know, as I said before, if something's going on, it may not be a particularly good idea to just ignore it and hope it'll go away, work itself out. Sometimes you're just going to need help in dealing with it, so don't hesitate. Another effect of low T, changes in your sex life. There can actually be a drop in your sex drive due to low T. That low T can also cause erectile dysfunction. Low testosterone alone is rarely the reason for weaker and fewer erections. Other medical problems can be to blame, such as heart disease or diabetes. That's something that's important to remember, too, because especially with men, not only with men, but especially with men, you're talking about diabetes. Sometimes things are not going the way husband and wife would like them to be going sexually. And if one of those persons has a condition, whether it's a medical condition and or maybe there was some sexual abuse in their past, it's so important, preachers, teachers of the gospel, pastors, not to be too quick to just start using scripture to try to correct the problem. Because if the problem is medical, you're going to need to have something else done. If the problem has to do with incest or some other type of sexual abuse, good counseling from someone who knows how to work with someone who's an abuse victim is going to be necessary. But low T can be the problem. Fuzzy thinking. Yep. The mind just seems like it's just sort of in a cloud. Low T can hurt your mental focus. Low T can hurt your memory. You may forget what you plan to do. You may have trouble concentrating. That happens more often when testosterone levels are extremely low. So this is serious. It would be bad enough if that happened when, you know, your levels were low. But for it to get to the point where you're having problems with focus and memory, the T levels are usually extremely low. How about experiencing changes in mood? Low T can get you down, and it can bring you down just a little bit, or low T can bring you to the point of depression. And remember what we've discussed is I've spoken with guests on our program who've described how they have felt at times when they were depressed. I mean, they didn't want to see any light. They literally did not want to get out of bed to eat, to shower, for anything. And some of them did not get out of bed until they had kind of disappeared for several days. And someone who cared about them looked in on them and found them in bed, just languishing, wasting away, and insisted that they get up and get moving. Low T can bring you to the point of depression. Some men really do see a change in personality. Nothing seems to make them happy anymore, and they don't want to do any of the things that they used to enjoy. When the testosterone levels are back to normal, though, the men often say they feel like themselves again. And that is good news. The fact that once you get those T levels back up, depression goes away. The readiness to be engaged in the things that brought a smile to the face comes back. I'll be talking with you some more at a later date about effects of low T. In fact, probably tomorrow. We'll talk about some of the effects of low T, and we're going to be talking about some of the natural ways that you can build it up. Of course, I've mentioned at least one to you already. Getting enough sleep. Key word there, enough. All right, do what you can to let some of life's best moments come through you. You'll enjoy life more. Till next time.